Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Yo. I'm having one of them moments. You know when you just start looking back over your life, thinking all the things that have happened. All the
take
shit
the lyrics.
Going down. I've been smoking weed for a long time. You know?
The Crow debate. Like, anything wordsmith.
Weighing up the pros and the cons, like he's smoking a bong, so woefully wrong. I need to know, man, he's smoking crow, totally wrong. Would my life have turned out different if I didn't? It's a question I frequently ask. Is the need to be charged seemingly daft? I fiend to know, fam, is this green plant I gleefully glass for help or hindrance? I sit and ponder if I'd never started bunning. Would I still be half-assed, fucking lazy, good for nothing? If I never started blazing green and billing the puck, would I still be such a blatant, mean, a miserable cunt? Who's to know? I'd probably rise at the crack of dawn in a good mood. Jog around the block, make fresh coffee and cook food. On the street and narrow light, the way a chest rook moves. Rarely on apparel, I'd live healthy and look smooth. Known for deaths, I'd have a clearer chest and better teeth. Sure would have more funds left come the end of the week, in fact. Might have studied hard instead of cutting classes, just to bunce a punk in a park with a mother halfway. A total straight-laced, grade-A swatter. Not a total brain-baked, glazed-faced tosser. Think of the figures wasted in them high-grade coffers. My grade payment savored raised Live Aid's profits. Exaggerating and plainly stating facts, but the fact is, since 8 I've been cake up on blazing hash. I might not act such a blatantly major prat if I didn't get aggravated when craving to take a drag. Such an impatient lad, might be that that's genetic, but I'm aggy when lacking cannabis, fags and a credit. With no dro, would I still act apathetically? Would a man be motivated and managed more academically? I'm weighing up the pros and the cons, like he's smoking a bong, so woefully wrong.
Yeah, he's weighing up the pros and the cons. The second verse is dope as well. You're on mute, by the way.
If I didn't... It's a question I frequently ask. Is the need to be charged seemingly daft? I fiend to know, fam. Is this green plant I gleefully glass for help or hindrance? I sit and ponder if I wasn't banning crow. Would I still have common sense, keep my temper under control? Would I be a fucking head case, flinging tumps at a foe? More than my crammy life, no escape to cover my woes. Would I remain a calm and composed, rational head pod? Without a buff sat and satin to take the edge off? I might have been a little nitpicking stress box. Who is agitated without the aid of a cess crop? No fresh blocks are right tight to whiten my senses with. I might not be so enlightened writing my sentences. I'd probably be a binge drinker with violent tendencies. Fighting in a pub on a Friday with rival entities.
Madness magnified.
If not, trashed on bags of cabbage, would a man manage to keep my anger flashes pacified? It's hard to fathom, right? I can't imagine life without a bag of cess. Red eyes, ravenous appetite. Supposing words he didn't indulge in herbal remedies. At first I'd be a bursting ball of nervous energy. Constantly restless, depressed and working obsessively. No longer able to chill and observe serenity. If as a little nipper didn't hit the blessings, would I move in different social circles, different brethren? Maybe Smith was destined and meant to be banning bud, fam. Goddamn, better that the lager loud pub, man. I'm weighing up the pros and the cons.
Yes, bro.
Yeah, that's nice. I ain't heard that before, man. That's nice.
It's one of my favorite wordsmith tracks, that's for sure, man. It's quite an old one, that one. It's well over 10 years old, that one. Big up.
And it's a conversation I've had with myself a billion times back in the day.
That's why I played it, man. Like, you know, because I thought of you and just like that. I just like the way you put that together, the crow debate, you know. Crow is a slang. I don't hear that being used very often, crow. I don't know where that came from. But anyway.
The chronic.
The chronic. Yeah, there we go.
Come on, bruv. It's used
sense.
A lot, bruv. It's because you smoke your hashish. Yeah.
I'm a hash man, you know what I mean? Not a lager out pub, man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, big him up, man. Big up DJ Race.
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah, man,
big up Wordsmith, man. How you been going, brother, man? You said you haven't been feeling well or something.
Oh, fucking hell, bruv. I've been dealing with this mad contract at work, yeah, where the bird is like a
yeah, you spoke on it last week. Yeah, man. Fucking
she's like, right, the new geezer's moving into this house on Monday, yeah, as in tomorrow. And he's like gone on holiday. He's coming straight to the country and just thinks he's rocking up, yeah. This woman's like, I want this done on Friday, this done on Saturday, this done on Sunday. I'm like, yo, we should have done it like a week ago. What are you talking about? This is not how it runs. Nobody works on Sunday. She needs like handymen, cleaners,
And you were
fucking
saying
guys disassemble and assemble.
last week you were saying these are very, very rich upper echelon people, so they're like, money's not a thing, and they just want everything just to happen like that, and like the law doesn't apply to them, nothing applies to them, they just want
Yeah,
everything
that's
done,
the same bird.
and you're trying to
But
deal with these motherfuckers.
on this thing, she's like, the old people who live there are fuming because they wanted it unfurnished, yeah. Some bird who lives there now, she's like 24, she's worth 6 million quid. And her fella doesn't work. She doesn't work, and her fella's like a teaching assistant on like 21 grand, having the greatest life of his life.
Yeah,
Yeah.
chilling. He's chilling.
Anyway, she's like a
Already.
trust fund baby. She wanted it unfurnished. This bird's like, nah. You can put all the furniture in some of the bed. It's like I've got 8 bedrooms. Some of the bedrooms downstairs. So this bitch is like fuming. I've got to pay to keep her furniture and then not use these rooms. But she was desperate. So anyway, she took it. Yeah. This next geezer has come in and he's like wants it unfurnished. He's like the head of like Bupa or some shit. I don't know, I can't remember. And she's like agreed to unfurnish it. So I'm now going to these previous people. You've got to take everything out of storage, yeah? You've got to reassemble it, even though you've never used it once, and you've paid to keep it in storage in your own house. You've got to reassemble it and put it in exactly the same positions, yeah? So like some table or whatever could be on the fourth floor.
Okay.
And they're like, what are you talking about? Why would we do that? And the next guy is getting it unfurnished. So she is going to chuck, the owner's going to chuck all this shit out, have it sent to the British Heart Foundation, have it sent to charities or chuck it out or sell it. Yeah.
Fuck's
And they're like,
sake.
so why are we reassembling it and put it on the fourth floor when there's a 2 day turnaround? People, mother lovers are turning up to come. They need to go to the ground floor, pick it up and leave. Nah, they need to put it where exactly where it was before. I'm like, bitch, some of this shit is in the basement that you've got to reassemble it, put it on the fourth floor. Yeah. Anyway, they decided, these people said, fuck you, we're not doing that, yeah? So we like organize handymen, we organize bare different shit. Like you've got to jet wash the outside, you've got to steam clean every cushion, all this shit, even though it's going to the dump. So I'm like, this is already like fucked off beyond belief because it's just completely fucking everyone over, yeah?
Just a waste, yeah.
These mother lovers leave early so we can get in on Friday. Fucking handymen don't turn up. Only one of them turns up. The guy, I said to him, where's your other guys? He's like, oh, I'm going to use the fabric cleaner guy when he's done with his fabric cleaner guy goes and fucks off. So it's just this one guy from Egypt. I said, where are you from? He's from Egypt. I'm like, yalla, yalla. By half an hour in, I can be at the top of the floor and he can be on top floor. He can be in the basement. I'm going, Habibi! Come on over. And he's like, hi, yes, Habibi, coming, coming. Already, yeah, loving the
Nice.
Arabic things. But bro, I'm like, finish work early on a Friday. But I've booked myself out. This woman lands in a plane at Heathrow, comes straight to see me to start shouting at me, yeah.
My
Comes
days.
to the house, brings her suitcases and like Amazon package delivered to me, that leaves the suitcases and just walks to the house. I'm like,
What,
I'm
like
not
you're
like
the
some little bitch.
concierge? You're the
Yeah.
concierge
I
now.
had to take all that shit over, otherwise we wouldn't have been able to use it. Yeah. Get there. Said to the handyman, where's the other two handymen? There's meant to be three. He's like, no, not coming, not coming. I'm like, fucking hell, yeah. So I just rolled up my sleeves, done it all on my J's with this geezer.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
talking like kings, like four, five king size beds, two different sofas, bare different single beds, dining tables, bare different tables, bare, and I have to like move it around these kind of spiral stairs without touching the wall because
Yeah,
the
you gotta
new
be
tenancy
careful.
started. And like my neck is breaking like this. I'm like, this geezer
Pivot,
from Egypt
pivot.
is Tonk. Yeah. The geezer is Tonk. Yeah. He's taking the light end. I'm like, why the fuck have I got the heavy end with like all the drawers in? I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. I've come out. And on the way to work, I had these mad electric shock like pains in like the right lower side of the torso. Like it could be appendix, gallbladder, kidneys. I'm like, yo,
Oh,
this is
shit.
fucked. That sort of stopped. Then it came back when I got to work. Then it stopped. Then I had to go and do this thing. By the time I'd done all this shit, it's like 7:30 Friday night. I'm absolutely fuming.
I
Yeah,
remember
I
you
had
messaged me. Yeah, you said,
Latinas waiting for me and shit. I'm like, sorry, I have to boy that off. And I'm going back and I'm like, yo, I go for a walk, like to go to the pub where they have a pizza. I'm going, I need to get some food. But and I'm like leaning on the Latina, and I'm like, yeah, I can't walk. I'm in so much pain from this thing in the bottom right hand side.
Oh
Next
shit.
day, woke up, still got it. I'm like, I'm going to
So
hospital.
it's like the same space where you get a stitch, like if you, you know, when you run
Appendix.
really, yeah. So it's
But
like that kind of
it's like
area.
ring, and then you look,
Yeah.
it's
That's not nice.
life changing pain.
Oh shit. Okay.
But it lasts for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
But you're on the train, you're like, fuck, could you fly out of the chair? And then it's gone. You're like,
Damn.
yo, it's gone. Anyway, if I still have it, I've just been in the gym, done like a lighter session than usual, but still like hard. And then if it's still here tomorrow, I'm gonna go gym. So basically, I've been fucked off with that. But to me, the deal's worth nearly like 4 grand, just to me personally. I mean, so I'm like
Yeah.
doing everything I can. This bitch is there on Saturday, Sunday, messaging me, calling me. I'm like,
Fuck's
what
sakes,
is
on a
going on?
Sunday as
She
well.
finds two leaks, two
Oh.
massive leaks, carpet moldy, like inbuilt wardrobes all fucked.
Oh no.
And I'm like, damn, I got to phone this guy who's on holiday and say, yo, you're still moving in, but listen, let me just bring this to you. It's better to be on the front foot than be on the back foot.
Yeah.
Luckily, dude is like completely chilled, and he's like, "Oh, shit happens when you least expect it. Please just get it fixed." Da, 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 da. So I
And
think he's still gonna move in.
people appreciate honesty as well, man, and just being up front, like you said, man, being on front foot. I think people appreciate that, you know what I mean? Rather than being bullshitted, then they discover it and they're like, hey, what's this? And then they have, you know, that's just a big fucking, yeah. So I'm sure he
And
appreciates
because
that.
he ain't rich, he's rich because of his salary. But he come from, like, I won't say where he's from or anything. He doesn't come from England.
Yeah.
He comes from like a place where there ain't much dough. But because he
Okay.
educated himself hard, got all these like extra qualifications hard, like he's
Yeah,
obviously the
yeah.
nuts with maths or some shit. And he's like earned his dough. So he's like, oh, you learn a problem.
He gets it.
This. All the other people are like, yeah, bucky, bucky, buck, buck, bucky,
Entitled.
buck.
Yeah, entitled fucking. Oh man,
So
that's
I've
the
had
worst.
no fucking weekend, brother. And then I've had the kids, they've just left. I'm like, yo, watching match of the day in pain last night. Like, I got
Yeah,
football
man.
tomorrow. I don't know, man. And then I'm realizing, yo, man's 44, bruv. Like, I don't know if this is like the new thing. Like, you're just in pain all the time.
Now
Like,
that's out of no, that little pain there, that sounds, you should, if it continues, you should definitely get that seen, man. That's not
my
normal.
best mate, ChatGPT, reckons it's all right. If your
Yeah.
pain starts in the middle, like around your belly button, and then it shifts to the right, it's like 99% appendix, which is like, no, your appendix could burst, you could die. It's not gallbladder, it's not kidney stones, because the pain has been going down instead of going up. So I'm like, yo, I think I've just ripped some internal
Yeah.
muscle around the belly from like holding sofas and not letting them drop onto these polished floors and shit. Bruv, I'll show you like my GARMs and that. I was in work GARMs, bruv. Like, I'm completely soaked through getting on the train. Like one of those geezers who's been on the building site for like 12 hours. People are like leaving me alone, like stinking out the goddamn place. The
Jeez
things I do
Louise.
for fucking money and to keep these cunts happy is nuts. And she's like, she's complaining to someone, and she's to someone else in the company. She's like, and the only person that did anything was Andy, and he wasn't even meant to do it. And I'm like, but you could get me a Rolex. But you could at
Yeah.
least get me a Rolex. Like,
Well,
he's
no, at
mad.
least she put in a good word for you. That's good, and I'm sure that'll work nicely with the company and
Yeah, but
that,
I'm the
man.
boss. There's no
Oh,
one
well,
gives a
yeah.
fuck. I mean,
No
she
one
should be
gives a
telling me that
shit.
everyone else has done good. You know what I mean?
You
I'm
can
like, yeah,
sort,
great.
yeah.
I've done good. Yeah, thanks. I agree.
Yeah. Oh, fuck's sakes,
Yeah.
man.
And then I'm going to football tomorrow. My fucking bike's stolen. I did that video,
Oh,
but the bike's
yeah.
fucking nicked, bruv. Like, I'm just like,
They
who
nick it from
nicked my f inside
inside
the
your
house?
complex. That's, can't you complain? Is it not some insurance you can claim
Yeah.
on that or something? Yeah,
Yeah.
surely all that stuff.
But
Okay,
you know all
good.
the shit that no insurance. You know all the
Oh
shit I've
no.
been through recently, which I'm soon gonna be able to tell on the pod in October,
Yeah.
bruv. I
Yeah.
can't
Anyway.
wait for that episode, bruv.
That's gonna be crazy. You're gonna be hearing all the shit. It's
Waited
not
a
even
year
funny.
from October till October. Yeah, it's gonna be joke. But you're gonna be not saying it. You're gonna have to like ask like probing questions, even though you know the answer, isn't it? And
Yeah,
I
and
just
I'm
have to go
sure
through
some
them.
things will be revealed that I don't know, maybe as well, that'll come to your mind. But yeah,
Maybe.
anyway, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. But it's, yeah.
So yeah. Tomorrow, when I go to football, now I have to get line bikes just to fucking get there. Because some cunt, you have to use a fob to get in the main door of my building. Then there's another door before you get in the foyer. That's a fob as well. Then you've got to use the lifts. If you come out the lift into the cycle storage area, there's another fob to get into the cycle storage. There's like these doors are locked. There's bare cameras. Then you get into the cycle storage. You've already got through like four doors. Then when you get in there, my bike's like third hand fucking shit bike I brought on fucking eBay like 7 years ago, third hand. It's
Jeez.
delocked to the metal fucking thing.
Oh my goodness.
There's still like angle grinder left at the fucked off on the cameras, walked off. The geezer's like, do you want to tell the police? And then they can. I said, fuck you and the police, man.
So
You're
you
both
saw him.
fucking cunts.
You saw the guy
No,
on
I went to the
camera.
room. I
Oh, you
went to
didn't see
like
the camera.
we got a staff on site.
Okay.
No, he's like, you can't see, you have to get the police to release the
Oh.
CCTV. And I know he won't do it because of that's what I was saying. Because of everything that's happened to me recently, I've already known that they won't send me CCTV
No, yeah.
without police getting involved. So when he said to me, police, but I was like, fuck off, bruv. It's like it's got four fobs, cameras, D-lock. What's the police gonna do? Absolute
Absolutely
cunts.
fucking annoying. You're gonna get a new bike then, yeah? Get an electric bike, man. I want to get an electric
Yeah,
bike.
that won't get nicked. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like,
it's
fucking
true. That's
hell.
the only reason why I haven't bought one. I wanted to get a scooter. A fucking, you know those you stand on them, but electric scooter, like you can get with the Lime scooter things. I've always wanted to get one, you know, just to go to the shops and back, but the laws around that shit are just so dumb. Yeah. You can't ride them in public.
Unless it's like a rent one, isn't it? It's
Yeah,
weird.
yeah. Like the private ones you can't use on public streets, even with a helmet or whatever. So you can only use it in like private grounds or some shit. And
Oh,
then
for
like, but I
real?
see people, yeah, but I see people driving them all the fucking
All the
time.
time.
So, and I'm
Bringing them
like,
in
well,
the shop, like
yeah,
moving
even the
them out of the
ones with the
way.
little seat as well, where you can attach like a little like
That
bike seat on it. So it's
one's like
basically
fully
a
taking the
scooter.
piss when you're just like,
Yeah,
Rrr.
with the
I'm not
tires.
moving my body at all.
Yeah, with the big fat tires, it's like, you know, what the fuck is that going? You know what I mean? And but I think I read something in 2026 they're going to change the laws, and soon it's going to be allowed, I think, man. But
Talking of
theme, you
robins, I was watching that thing yesterday
I
on
was going to
the
say
watch crime guys.
you reminded me of when my bike got nicked, man. But yeah,
Oh
but sorry.
yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah,
No,
no.
tell me when it got near.
I can't
This
remember.
bike I had was the longest. It probably did about 5 years. Every
Yeah.
bike I've ever had in London's been nicked for
Yeah.
the whole of my life.
Same. I've not had
This one
that
did
many
about 5 years.
bikes. I'm not really a cyclist or whatever, but obviously when I was younger, I had bikes, you know, I mean, little rally bikes. Remember the rally with this
Yeah,
little
with the
symbol on
little
it? I
boy
remember
what
loving
rally
my
wildcats and street wolves. Street
Street
wolves, baby.
Wolves.
You press the button and the wildcat was like the slightly bigger boy one. Yeah, I'm on the wildcat now. You're still on the street wolf. You're a fucking
You put
nonce.
the little things on the tire on the wheel spoke, so it goes ding 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 like
Yeah,
that
you
when you
get from
drive
like
around.
Kellogg's Corn
Yeah,
Flakes.
Kellogg's cornflakes business, or the little flappy thing of the like that. I'm talking years ago when we were little kids.
Or you roll over the beer can and then it comes around and sticks on the top. It goes.
But I'm talking
Mate.
a bit later than that, so I didn't have any of these flappy bits on my bike. But so I cycled up. We used to go chill in the park. Yeah, and smoke weed. I'm talking when I was 16, 17. Yeah, I'm with my mates. I don't think I've told this story on the pod. I hope not. If I did, it would have been an early episode. So I'm in the park, blazing like that. Yeah, and then we run out of Rizla. Yeah, so we got some weed. There's about four or five of us. We're sitting on the grass. It's late at night, so it's like dark. Yeah, and I'm like, all right, there's a. It was M&W. Yeah, before it was Tesco, yeah, and Ealing Broadway. Remember M&W's? They had the Earn and Crawl dub above it, yeah. Anyway, so that was just down the
Oh,
road. So
yeah.
I was like, I'll just go down there. Anyway, I had my shitty bike, yeah. It was a rally, but it was busted. I'd had it for years. Like there was something wrong with one of the pedals, but I could still use it, yeah, just at least to get to the park and back, yeah. And my mate just had his brand new bike, yeah. And he brought it to the park. He was showing it off. And I said to him, look, I'll go get the Rizla from the shop, but let me go on your bike, yeah? So my mate, he was on his new bike. I was like, let me like test ride it, yeah? I'll take it to the shop and back. And he was like, yeah, cool. So boom, because we're all stoned, no one wants to go, yeah? So I'm like, I'll do it, but on your bike. So I take his bike, yeah, zing up to M&W. And I don't know if you, obviously, you remember, and it's still the same even now with Tesco. There's like that little entrance bit, and then the door, and then the counter was literally round the corner. So you couldn't see the front door from the counter, but it's literally like 30 centimeters from the door, yeah. So I'm just like, it's late at night. I look around like that, yeah. I lean the bike up against the fucking inside bit of the door bit, like not in
Oh,
the door
inside.
part, not inside the door, but like, you know, inside the first little entrance bit, you know what I mean? So I lean it up on there and then I go in and then there's a fucking queue of people. I'm like, why is there fucking people in this queue anyway? So I'm standing in the queue and I go up, so and I appear like that, yeah, to see the bike still there. And I'm like, okay, the bike's still there. And then a couple more people leave the queue. Then I turn like that, yeah, and I look and the bike's still there. And then a couple people leave and then it gets to me and I'm like, yeah, king size, silver, whatever. So I buy that and then I come out and it's gone. Vanished. Like, I'm talking, it couldn't have been more than 30 seconds, 50 seconds since I looked at it, yeah, last. So I'm like,
And you're
now
like
walking
this.
out. I'm like
Oh,
walking
but
out, going like this. What the? Where the? And I'm looking at like this Haven Green there. I'm like, anyone on a
yeah.
bike? And I'm chasing them, yeah? Nothing. Nothing. There's a restaurant next door. I think it was a pizza joint or something. And there was a couple standing outside. And I was like, yo, did you see anyone? Just take this bike. And they were like, no, what are you talking about? Yeah. And I'm like, that's my mate's new bike that I
Like, and you
just
gotta go
bought.
back. At least I've got the Rizla, you know what I mean?
I
But I
literally
lost your
walked.
bike, bro. He must have thought you were joking.
He did. He thought I was joke. Like, look, so I'm standing. I'm like, I spend at least a good 10, 15 minutes bopping up and around. Like, I'm like, they must be nearby. Like, where the fuck? Nothing. So I do the walk of shame back to the park. Yeah. And I get back there and everyone's laughing. They're thinking I'm playing a joke. Like, I've hidden the bike and I'm like, just acting. Yeah. And I'm like, bruv, I'm
He's like,
being
I'm not, bruv.
serious. I'm being serious. And the guy just refused to believe it. I was like, bro, have my bike. Yeah. I gave him my bike. I'm not even kidding. I give it to him. And he's like, he was so pissed off because it was my bike was the shittest bike you ever seen in your life. But there was nothing else I could do, man. And like the guy was just flabbergasted. It was just mental, man.
You know
So
Gunnersbury
unbelievable.
Station, you come up the stairs of the platform into like the where they sell the tickets and that.
Yeah.
And my bike was always chained. Like there's those fat like blocks. There's like a block that goes along, but it's you can get behind it. And I wrapped two chains around it. Yeah, it's a
Two
shitty
chains,
Apollo
baby.
bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, two chains. I put it there. Come back from school or whatever. I can't remember if I was school. Come up the stairs, and both chains are just sitting on the floor, and the bike's gone. I'm like,
Oh, shit.
nah. And I'm looking around, bare cameras, this fucking underground station. So I go to the back then, there were still people like selling the tickets. I go and knock on the glass thing. I'm like, yo, you don't tell me you didn't see people taking off two chains, bruv. Like,
With the
he's like, oh,
sparks.
yeah, we saw it.
Oh, is it?
I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, what do you mean? What do I mean? What the fuck do you think I'm gonna do about it? I was like, fuck you, bruv. I fucking chained it in the station. He goes, I don't own the station, bitch. Like, he was like, didn't give a fuck. And I picked up the two chains and like went home
No, but
fuming.
you know what
So
though? Those dudes, because I've seen it twice now. I've seen it live. People just literally sparks flying everywhere. They do it broad
yeah.
daylight. They don't give a fuck who's watching, nothing. They're
Yeah.
done in 1 minute and then they're gone. I saw it once outside Ealing Broadway and once outside Latimer Road. And even the Latimer Road one, I was literally stood next to him. I think I was waiting on someone. I was leaning on one of the bike, you know, the things that you chain your bike to. So I was leaning on one of them and he was on the next one, just zing, zing, like that. And I was just looking
He's
at
like,
him.
hold the tools, bruv. You're like, yeah,
Yeah,
sweet,
he might as
bruv.
well have. Like, it was literally that fucking bad. They don't give a fuck. And so I bet that guy, he's experienced that a couple of times and he's gone out there and they literally, it's not like he can manhandle the dude. He'll get arrested. You know what I mean? And
It's
so,
disappointing, though, man. I bought that bike. It had dents in it,
yeah.
had scratches all over it.
Yeah.
Like the things were like the things were like falling off, like you know, like the reflectors and shit like that. And I think it was just because it was a black men's big bike,
He'll
like
get
18 inch,
even
whatever.
look crackheads.
Gone.
Even if they get tenner for it, he'll
If
be
they get a
happy with
score,
it.
yeah, they're
Yeah, it's
happy. You know
a
what I mean?
tenner he didn't have before. You know what I mean? Literally,
I
that's all they
wish I
get.
caught the motherfuckers, man, in my own block. Use the
Yo,
license to go milling.
I got another story. My mate Eddie, yeah, crazy Eddie, yeah, bald head, half Armenian, half Lebanese motherfucker, yeah, proper joker, yeah, this guy, but he was a nutter, yeah. Anyway, he used to live in Greenford in this estate. And he used to cycle to Oxford Street every day. Yeah, the dude was a nutter. Yeah, he used to
Fucking
cycle to
hell.
work to Oxford Street every day. Yeah,
And back.
and back.
Fucking
Yeah,
hell,
the dude
bro.
was
I
a
bet he
beast.
wasn't fat.
Well, he was a bit chubby, to be honest, man. Like, that's a whole. He used to be super like obese. when he was in the Lebanese army, yeah, and he showed me pictures of him in the army. He was, I'm not even, I hope Eddie doesn't mind. He probably doesn't listen to this, but he
He was
was fat.
big.
But then he'd never admitted it, but I think he got a gastric band because he lost weight like that one time, yeah. And we were like, right, Eddie, what happened? And he was quite well off. He had a good job and stuff, so he was making dough. So I think he literally had an
He went and
operation,
got
but
it.
he never admitted it. But anyway, he was living in Greenford in some estate, yeah. I think he was still applying for his like his residency, because he ended up becoming a British resident. But that process takes, 5 years, 6 years. But anyway,
Long time.
so he was still living in this mad council flat thing, yeah. And he was fixing it, like his just fixed a tire on his bike. Then he just popped into his house, came out, and gone. Bike was gone, yeah. He was screwing, yeah. And he's late for work as well, yeah. So he's like, fuck, fuck, fuck. So then he jumps on the bus, still vexed, screwing, yeah. And he, like, this guy, his bike was like, couple of grand's worth. Like, this wasn't like some cheap little bike.
Yeah, boy.
And
You
he was
can't have
really,
those bikes in London,
but
man. You
look,
just
yeah,
can't.
but he used to keep it in his house, and at his work he
Yeah.
had a place he could put it in his work, you know what I mean? So it was never out on the street. He would never leave it out on the street. Anyway, he's on the bus now, on the E2 whatever, going to work, and
He
he
sees the
sees
geezer, tell me.
like some little Somalian kid on his bike, like that, zigging down Greenford High Street. And he said to me, he told me this story, yeah. And it was kind of fucked up. Like, he goes, stop the bus, like that. And he starts screaming at the bus driver, stop the bus right now. And the bus driver's like, what the fuck? I can't let you out. So he hits the emergency thing, the doors fling open, he jumps out, chases this kid, yeah. Rugby tackles him off the bike, yeah, and
Got him off the
starts beating this kid, yeah. And then he, because he's
bike.
still, he told me he's still holding the bike chain for some reason. I don't know why. And he starts like hitting this kid with the bike chain. And when he's telling me the story, I'm like, tell me you didn't fuck this kid up, because you're gonna get in legal trouble now. You know what I mean? You can't just beat on a little kid, man. He was like, I think he like fucking broke this kid's arm. Like just when he knocked him off the bike and shit. And then he like held him in a thing, called the police, and then the police came, arrested him and shit. I don't think he ended up anything happening to him. This was a while ago. I'm talking, this is like 8 years ago, maybe a bit longer. But I think, yeah, he got his bike back, and when he was
But
telling me
that's the
that
life.
story.
If you, I've got no
Yeah.
qualms with that. If you go around stealing someone's shit,
I mean,
you've got to
it's
realize we've all stolen someone's shit, but you've got to realize if I get caught by the geezer, it's going to be on site, surely. You know what I mean? So
Yeah.
it's fair enough.
Exactly, man.
It's
Exactly.
fair
You got to
enough.
be prepared for that. If you're going to live that life, you got to be prepared for that. That's for sure.
The tea
Although,
leaf life.
personally, like in America, they take it too far. They're like, I can shoot you now. You stole property from me, so now I can, like, the death penalty. That I don't agree with. You know what I'm saying? I'm not like, yeah, like willy-nilly. Like, I don't think, like, what do they call it? Vigilante justice. That never really goes too well. I mean, in theory, it sounds good. Yeah, fight back, and oh, he wronged you, so you get to fuck him up, like
No, but
that.
when it's your Utes, bro, when
Oh yeah, of
my
course.
kids
I
had
know.
a Nerf American football, and
Yeah.
you'd throw it and it would go psh, as it would in the air, it would whistle, it had
Yeah.
all these holes in it.
Yeah.
And
I
they're
don't know.
throwing it, throwing. I'm just chilling on the grass now, quite far away from them. When we lived in the in Acton Estate,
Yeah.
that park near there, and I'm like just watching and chilling, and they're like getting further and further away. And these two little rude boys from the estate, who I recognize because we live in the same
You
estate, but they
see them all
didn't
the
know
time.
these Utes were my Utes. One of the Alex or Leah, whatever, throws it, goes over the other boy's head,
Oh shit.
and they do the proper like pick it up and go, like pretending to give it back. Like to
Oh
the boy's
no.
like 9 years old, my kid.
Yeah.
They're giving it back, and
Oh,
then
they were
instead
being
of giving it back
dicks.
or throwing it, they just turn around and they walk off. Yeah, and I remember just
Oh.
watching Leo just go like that, just looking at them,
Yeah.
and he's like going like that,
Yeah.
and I went,
You saw red,
these
man.
boys are like
The red
17,
mist. Yeah.
and I let them go the other way. So I'm sitting on the edge of the grass. They're like gone in the round there, and I just said, "What am I gonna do?" And I looked at Leo again. He's like proper. It's the first time in his life someone's been not nice to him. He's only had nice things. It's
Well,
nice.
he got a dose of reality there,
Got a
man.
lesson.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's like coming back to like, and Alex is just standing there going like, rah. And that Leo's like coming back. He doesn't know. I've seen the whole thing. I just went, Leo, stay there. Like that. And he's like, what? He thinks like he's in trouble because I'm shouting. You know what I'm like when I'm vexed? I'm like, stay there. And he's like, fucking hell. And I go, the kids are getting this way. I go the other way. Go to my car, get in the car, and out of the
Oh,
estate.
you're
And,
singing the car.
and I know they're going to come here. They're going to come out onto the pavement there and start going. And me, like
Oh,
this
shit.
up to the. Fly out of the car, yeah! And I'm like this, fucking up. And he's holding the ball. And I gave him one opportunity. I said, whose ball is that? And he went, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. I went, bam! Open hand,
Oh, shit.
clocked him around the side of his face, like his
Mirage
eardrum
pitch.
bilated,
Yeah,
kid
must have.
dropped.
Oh, shit, man.
And then the other kid, that was the kid holding, and he's still like holding the ball, to be fair to him. The other youth's there, he goes, why'd you do that? Why'd you do that? And I said, whose ball is it? And he goes, it's his, it's his, it's his. I went, oh, really? Oh, really?
Slapping
Or is it
himself.
my son's? He went,
Okay.
oh, I didn't know, I didn't know. Like straight away, he switched his
Yeah,
story.
of
I didn't know,
course.
I didn't know, I didn't know. Well, you know now, isn't it? You
Yeah.
know now. You're going to go and give it back to him. He's like, oh. So the geezer had like a wallet, like on a bum bag. I just snatched the bum bag off him like that. I opened it. There was like a tenner, took that. There's like coins, that like two
You
bag worth,
jacked
took
him
that.
up.
There's like Rizzler, dash that. I got his
Yes,
phone
dude.
out, dashed it like that.
Yeah.
And then I said, go and give it back to him now. He's like, yeah, but that's my phone. I said, it's not your phone anymore. Go and give it back to him now. Like, and then I saw those utes every day. Yeah. And then I
Yeah.
started thinking, damn, like 10 years, these utes are going to be like 28.
All
And
right,
I'm
you
going to be
reckon they're
like
holding a grudge?
45.
You
These
reckon
motherfuckers are
they're
going to
holding?
rush me. Like, you know what I mean? We've got to get out of this spot. You know what I mean?
I reckon they would have just taken the lesson. I reckon, you know what I mean? Surely they're not going to hold a
I
grudge
didn't
like
feel
that.
bad.
No, of
I didn't
course.
feel
I
nothing.
mean, look, at the end of the day, you shouldn't put your hands on them. I don't think, man. You know what I mean? I get why, though. You know what I mean?
But in London, if
Completely.
you're jacking someone, you know,
Yeah.
you've got to expect comeuppance
Of
if you get
course.
caught.
Of course. Of course. No. I
These
mean, look,
geezers,
I'm
the
not saying you
geezers
did the
robbing the
wrong thing.
watches. They
Yeah.
only rob watches. I watched this thing. It's like, so what is there a limit you don't go under? He's like, yeah, under 10 bags. Under 10 bags, we're not robbing it. So like 15 grand, 20 grand, they're robbing it.
What are you
They go to
talking about?
Chelsea, they have
Who?
spotters, like the rob watches. It's like the rob watch robbing has gone up by like 70% over the
Oh,
last
robbing
3 years.
watches. Okay, yeah. I thought you mean it's a group called the Watch Robbing or something now, but
There
yeah.
are a group. There's like a group, and this
Okay.
one geezer, he's like wearing a 20 grand Rolex in a balaclava. Like, he's gone and met the journalist, and he's chatting to her, and he's got a
Okay.
strap. All this
Yeah.
shit because
I
he's like,
think I
she's
might
like,
have
well, why have
seen
you got a
this.
strap?
Yeah.
He's like, because I'm in a fucking deprived area wearing a 20 grand watch. That's why I'm having a strap and I don't recognize those utes. I'm thinking, fucking hell. What they do, he's got like birds going out for you. He gives them a grand and they go out and they're like yerps these guys in bars, like clocking it. And if it's like a certain watch, she'll be like, yo. And then they go to a restaurant, the bird just goes to the just leaves. The bloke's like, oh, fucking hell, she stood me up. You know what I mean? And they're just waiting for him to come out of the restaurant, pulling out like 24-inch machetes, like, pass it, pass it. Geezer's like taking off the wall. You know, it happened to like Michael McIntyre, like all of
Oh,
these
yeah.
celebrity brothers getting dirt for these watches, though. And then the girl, there's like these people in the middle who sell the stolen watch, yeah, to pass it on. Because like these street youths, they don't really. They sometimes they got customers stored in their phone, but so if I'm gonna sell you like a 60 grand watch, yeah, for 20 bags, as the person in the middle, I can make like 18 grand for
Oh,
doing nothing just for setting it up. Because I'll tell the geezer, yo, you're buying it for 30 grand instead of 20 grand. It's still like a 60 grand saving, well, 30 grand saving, whatever. He's like, yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. So you give it to like these semi posh birds. They get the buyer come. Bosh, they give him, she gives her 60 grand. She takes 20 grand, gives the rude boy 40 grand. He bops like, yo, he gives the two kids on the moped 5 grand each. 5 grand each. So you get five bags if you take it off their wrist.
That's motivation for you, man.
These
You know
utes are
what I
like
mean?
doing these. He said, I do about two to three watches a month. So like 15 grand a month for him. Do you know what I mean? He's got like a little, all these little TNs and
They
that.
even do it
So
as well.
dope.
Like, I swear there's people like around Knightsbridge area, you know, with all the nice
Yeah,
flashy
that's where
cars.
they
The
went.
guys, yeah, the guys just riding like they're at the traffic light and they got their arm out of the car with the nice watch on and people
Yeah.
just running up on them and just taking a watch
Yeah,
off
or
and you hold a
smashing the
knife
side
up.
of the fucking thing, the car side of the glass. Give me the
Yeah.
watch, give me the watch. And then jacking your wife's watch. Then they've got like a 5.5 grand date just women's watch and like an 8.5, 10 grand date just males watch. They're like, bosh, you know what I mean? But fucking hell, zero
And it's
remorse as well.
quite mad as well, the whole watch thing. I mean, obviously it's never gone out of fashion. Watches have always been a thing. I mean, I can't even remember last time I wore a watch. I used to have a nice DKNY one that cost a couple hundred quid, but it wasn't, you know, nothing crazy.
It's like a Swiss-made
But it's
watch,
kind
yeah.
of a status thing now, the watch thing, isn't it? Like it's because it's like come back into fashion. I've noticed anyway. I've seen people
I've
talking
noticed that, and
about
I've noticed rappers wearing like less like ridiculous bling like Busta Rhymes would wear. They're cutting that down and they're putting on like a 150K watch. You know what I mean? And just letting people know, yo, you know, I got the dope.
Yeah, man. It's a
But it's a
status symbol, you know what I
madness,
mean?
bruv.
Yeah, it's pretty
Because
mad.
you are there, the journalist is saying to these youths, like, do you care? Do you feel bad? He's like, no, why would I feel bad? Because what you're scaring them and you're taking their watch. He's like, yo, if you've got 20 grand to spend on a watch, yeah, you're already in a decent position.
Well, yeah,
Like, it's not,
exactly.
he's saying it's not that big of a loss, though. She's like, it's not that big of a loss. It's 20 grand. He goes, yeah, but you're the dickhead putting a mortgage on your wrist, fam. You know what I mean? So what? Like, we live in the same ends and we've got nothing. So, of course.
It's the age-old story, man. Robin Hood,
Madness.
the Robin Hood theory, you know what I'm saying? Like it's, you know, it's just round and round and round, man. And to be honest, I have very little sympathy for the rich motherfuckers, you know, because it's
Yeah, this
true.
watch.
It's like if you're going to wear a 20 grand watch, it means you drive a 500 grand car.
Yeah,
What is that? Well, how much is that?
Lightning.
Okay. Don't
Like
be
four and a half
advertising your
bags,
watches, man.
maybe
Yo,
five
it's a
bags. Yeah,
fake,
but
people. It's a
they don't
fake.
rob you for five bags.
Yeah, I know. You know, I actually got given a watch when my dad, well, my dad gave it to me before he passed away. He got gifted a watch from the Saudi prince. I haven't got it evaluated. It's gold plated, well, probably gold, yeah, gold plated and that. It's a Longines. I don't know the make. But yeah, it's a slick watch. I mean, I've literally looked at it twice, but it's in storage and it's, you know, it's in a safe
Oh, is
place.
it? It's in, you put it in storage.
Yeah, like well, in a bank fucking thing, vault
Really?
thing.
You've got it in like one of those like boxes in the bank, like in
Yeah,
the
but it's on.
movies.
Yeah, but like we've got few things in there. It's not just the watch, you know what I mean? But
Oh, you're such Arabs.
yeah, proper Arab
Sick.
vibes. Gold in there and some, you know what I mean? A bit of silver in there.
Dude.
But yeah, it's
I
not
reckon
like
it'll be
I
about
know.
1500 quid.
Yeah, I think yeah, maybe yeah, between 1,500 to 4,000,
Yeah.
something in that range. I can't even remember because it's a proper, you know, and it's now it would be because he got given it back in the fucking 90s. He got gifted it.
Yeah.
So and he didn't do anything
Damn.
big for it either. It's just like they give out watches like it's nothing, man. Because my dad worked for one of the sheikhs in Abu Dhabi. I just don't want people to think my dad works for Saudi Arabia. He doesn't. Like, fuck Saudi Arabia. He always hated Saudi Arabia, to be honest. But he worked for one of the sheikhs in Abu Dhabi, and you know, so he just like through his circles there, he just got gifted it, man. He got mad gifts from people, man. I remember once getting a huge years ago. I'm talking in the 80s when we were kids. To the house, we got this massive gift basket thing sent from Harrods from what's his name, Al Fayed. What was his fucking name?
Mohammed Al Fayed.
Yeah, Mohammed Al Fayed sent it to my dad, man. Like,
In between banging all of his staff, he managed to write out
I think because my dad
the
was living in
address.
Abu Dhabi with the Abu Dhabi Sheikh, and then he came to London, so my dad took him to Harrods, and obviously he spent just like money in Harrods. So I think that's why he sent my dad this gift basket. But listen, Theme, we got loads of shit to get through, man. I'm gonna bring back the graph letter
Letter
game.
G.
It's been a while since we've done it, man. Some people requested it, so I thought, you know what? Let's bring it back. I couldn't remember for the life of me which letter we
Which letter
finished
was
on,
on,
yeah.
man?
So I just thought, okay, I remember doing the letter M. So now we're going to the letter N. Yeah. So let's start with this one. Themos,
Also wearing headphones, man.
can you see the screen right now? Who did
G.
Who did this letter N?
Mm, I don't know, bro.
Started you with a bit of a tricky one. Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah, okay.
Kind of. I know I've seen the letters before and the schemes and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, okay. That was moan. M-O-N-E. That's the N from the moan.
Stop moaning, baby.
All right, what about this one here?
Oh.
Ah. It's a tricky one, but when I
Rome.
Point it out...
Rome.
Yes, yes, yes. That's Rome.
Look at that, man. The geezer was sick. Look, CCD
oh,
as well.
Fuck's sakes, hold on. I don't know why...
Where did
fucking...
he do that? Did he put Grenfell next to that? No, criminal damage. Yo.
Yeah.
Look at the geezer.
This is in
star.
London. It says London here, FBS. I'm sure he's with Zombie or someone like that, man. CCD, Crown on top.
Me and Zom went to see him in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
I like the
Moan,
green,
the legend.
The fadage of the green. I like the I loved his letters all the time.
Yeah. Classic letters. He's Dutch, by the way, for people who don't know. He passed away not too long ago. So salute Roan.
This
man.
Year.
Loads of little cool bits, the rounded bits on the 3Ds. Love it, love it, love it. Next up.
Big boy T.
All right. Can you see?
This is Booba, Booba.
Booba. He did a piranha.
Yeah, there's no way I'm going to know what word he's done because
yeah.
Even he won't remember.
yeah. Now, big up chick. All right. Here's this one. I don't
Enigma.
Know. Oh, fuck. I keep trying to grab the bottom corner of this thing so I can drag it out. But if I miss it by a millimeter,
can't you just press the button
up.
On the top left next to the X?
All right.
Oh,
Does that...
I thought
it's
it was
blank.
Enigma, you know.
Is that just full screen now? Am I still in front of it, though?
Yeah,
okay,
you are,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, how do I get out of this? All right, cool.
Joe, I really thought that was Enigma.
Okay, what about this one?
Enigma.
Yeah, now it's Enigma, yeah. I can't fucking scroll.
Big up Enigs. Loves her garage raves, that girl. What
yeah.
A woman.
Big up Enigma.
What
a
woman. A
lot of these photos are from Enigma.
Pain.
No, not Pain.
No.
No.
Rati, that could be quite a few peeps, you know.
Yeah, but there's an obvious one, I think. Especially with the dark fill and the white outline is maybe a hint. It's on the carnival boards here. We've had him. We've had him as a guest on the pod. There you go. There's a guest on the pod. Yeah.
Rati.
It is
Zonk. Come on, you've deliberately chosen and then he barely does.
He literally did that the other day. This is carnival,
baby.
Carnival boards, man. I thought you would have seen it. All right, this one.
Nicker.
Yeah.
Badman.
Salute.
Certified.
I don't want to bait it up, but he's been doing a lot of cool shit recently. Hopefully, we'll talk about it maybe another day.
He won't come on the pod ever.
No, he won't. But he's doing some cool shit.
Yeah,
all
I'm
right.
Gonna get his thing. I think he sent me a message. I haven't read it.
Let's just, yeah, I don't want to connect it to anybody. All right, here is another N. This one's a bit more tricky, but he's. These little there you go, these little eyeball things that
yeah boy
for the schemes, there we go, another carnival board shout out. Oh no, what about this one here? Legend, London legend, and he's never done the same end twice. Like the dude is a style master from back in the day, still doing his thing, killing it. It's not the first letter of the word. It's the second letter of the word. There's a hint. So something N. If I tell you the first word letter is an S, does that help?
Snore.
No, it's Snatch.
Snatch.
Yeah. Mr.
That's a nice Snatch piece. How old is that?
That's done...
2024,
CWS, Chiba Wizard.
The S is crazy, man.
Isn't it? Very nice. That's down Latimer Road. That's at that end wall where the Graf Jam was. Salute them lot. All right, here's another N here on a old train.
I know who this is.
Yeah, you've seen this picture a couple times.
A million times.
Who can you think of? It's not mean.
It's not banned.
It's not banned. Older than banned.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Event.
Yes, Event.
Come
Hey, shout out Event.
on, boy.
Here's another one. I think this is the last one.
Recognize that as well, fam.
It's a blockbuster top to bottom on a, I think it's a yellow BR.
Don.
Don Dapa. Yes. Salute with the cracks. Just standard, yeah,
Banging, banging,
blockbuster, but
banging.
very, very
That's
good.
not Richmond Don, though, is it? That's the other Don.
That's no, that's Don Don.
Is it?
Not the other Don that always gets confused with Don, the one yeah, but even though it's got the blockbuster letters as well, because look at the tag, man. That's Don, that's our Don, man. It's the one we know. I'm pretty
Because there's
sure.
one piece that always gets flown about the internet,
Yeah,
and it's not him.
and it
Yeah.
always gets convinced.
He's
Yeah.
all, and he always, to be fair to him, he always points out, no, that's not me.
Yeah. He's always quick to correct people. All right, let's
Yeah.
do this quick listener question. Party people, please send in your listener
Keep sending them in,
questions.
baby.
We're
Send them
running
in.
low, man. We're running low. So please, a
How do
voice
I make
note.
my missus squirt?
Yeah,
Well,
literally any question under the sun, we will
literally anything.
attempt to answer it, man. All right, check this out. Listen up.
Yo, Almshouse, I've got a question for Theme and Amber, which is, who are those Londoner stereotypes who wind you up? Whether it's like your Karen type yummy mummies, or people walking down the street just staring at their phones, or even more graph focused, like who is the type of writer you would never want to go on a mission with? Just those certain types of people who piss you off. And big ups to the Almshouse crew.
Salute. Thank you for sending that in, man. So he said, like, it was a general question about which types of Londoners wind you up and
Londoners.
piss you off, but then he kind of zeroed in a bit at the end there, saying, what type of like London writers do you not like painting with? I don't
You
think
know
you can
those
get that.
white fat mums with like 15 little skinhead white utes, and
Yeah.
they're all at the bus stop, and they're like 15 utes fucking everyone off running, and she's like, "Shut up, sit down, whack it out, light my fag." I fucking hate that, and I want to grab the bird and say, "Listen, why did you get banged so much? Why have you got so many utes?
Too
You could have
many.
just stuck with two or three utes, but you've literally got eight utes. They all look the same. They're
Yeah.
all completely butters. They've
Yeah.
all got like beans down their fucking front. You've
They're always
shaved their
with
head because you
beans.
can't even afford 15 haircuts. It's
Yeah.
fucking rank. Keep your fucking knickers on and your legs crossed, you dirty, dirty
Well, you
woman. I
know,
fucking.
there's plenty of contraception out there as well, people. You know
Plenty,
what I mean?
man. Plenty.
That's definitely one for sure, man. Karens, and like you said, you know me, we all hate Karens, man. I hate those old school, like they're a bit in their, so they're about 50 odd years old now. They used to be ravers back in the day and do a lot of pills and a lot of fucking drugs back in the day, but they've sorted it out a bit now. But they can't fucking shut up talking about it. Yeah. That's the old, their whole
And
personality
you
is
can
still
tell them
based.
from a mile away
And
as
they
well,
still
yeah.
dress like they're going
Yeah.
raving. They still chat about, like, it's like hanging out with them is like an afters, like, you know, it's
Yeah.
seven in the
They got
morning and
grey hair
someone.
and they like gel it
Yeah.
up and they've got like a key ring with like the chain on
Nah, they
it.
dye their hair still, like, even
Yeah,
in their
and they got like
50s,
the
they because they're
big
a bit
white
wacky.
frame glass. They're like,
Yeah,
yo, man,
because
and you're
they're a
like,
bit
fuck
wacky.
off, you fucking
Yeah.
nonce.
And they still chatting like they're in the afters from a rave. And I'm like, bruv, leave me alone, man. Obviously, I don't like racist people. You know what I'm saying? That's another one, but that could really kind of apply to anyone,
People that
really.
smell, man. People that stink on the tube.
Smell is a bad
It's
thing.
unacceptable. People who wear wife beater vests and have got the maddest hairy, like Russian backs, like hair, like actual fur on the shoulders, bruv. And they're
Yeah.
putting their arm up like this to hold onto the train, and just these bushes coming out. You're like, bruv,
Yeah, that's
fucking
disgusting.
sort it out, you dusty, dusty,
And
dusty
that's one thing
mother.
I'm very aware of,
That.
man. You know what I mean? Because I, if I don't take care of myself, I'll let off a whiff. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm very actively, you know what I mean? When I go to work, I always
Showering.
have my deodorant with me and shit. You know what I mean? Because if I'm working, I'm sweating. I know I'm going to be on the train on the way home. So I fucking, you know what I mean? I take care of myself, man. So it pisses me off even more when other people don't.
You know, like the rudes, the little rudes, like the young rudes, when you're in a shop, just a standard shop, and they're like trying to be Tripoli, trying to be a bad man just to
Oh
like
man.
buy their. And they're
Yeah.
like, "Hey, boss man, like sort me a lighter with a fit." And the guy's like, "What? Sort you a what? Sort me a lighter in here. There isn't any lighter. What are you talking about? You can't understand what they're saying." And he doesn't chat to his mum like that. And you want to be his dad and just shut up, you little mug, and ask him fucking in English, bruv, so he understands. He's not even from England. If you
Yeah.
ask him in basic English, he's gonna understand. If you're like, "Oh, God, I basically," you're not impressing no one out here,
Yeah.
bruv.
Yeah.
No one.
Those people, those types of rude boys who and they could be of any creed or color, man, like just the young rude boy who are acting like they're bad, and like you're like, who are you trying to show off to? Like you're looking around the shop, there's boss man, there's me, and there's some other old lady. Who are you showing off to? Just
But
be
you're
polite
allowed
and
to
fuck
now
off.
because back in the day, you could go around walking and talking and dressing like a rude boy, but then the older rude boys weigh you in.
Well, yeah.
Now you don't see them just getting jacked on the street by the older rudes. They're like allowed
Nah,
to
it
like
does
go
happen.
around
Nah,
doing
it
it.
does happen. Nah, it does happen, man. Believe me.
I
And
hope
also
so.
on the flip, which I see a lot in London, on the other side of that is the lager lout pub man, like a wordsmith said in his thing, who are just starting fights over nothing.
In the Reebok
And like,
Classics and the shot jacket
and
down a
it's the
Wetherspoons.
equivalent of that rude boy kid in the shop acting like he's a bad man. Is when I see them outside and they're like giving dirty look, oi, oi, and like they do it in this joking way where they're like they are bullying whoever it might be, like some scrawny dude sitting there with his girl, and they're all just taking the piss out of him, and it seems light-hearted and fun. But they're not. They're trying to get a reaction out of this kid because he's obviously not enjoying all this man or whoever. And you know what I mean? Like, I see that all the fucking time as well, man. Especially like when it
People
comes to
who bring
last orders and shit. But yeah, sorry, yeah.
those fucking dogs, you know, those tiny little like fluffy dogs, and they've like sort of shaved around the midriff, and then it's got fur on the back and fur on the front, and it's in the queue of the coffee shop, and they're just like letting it move about,
Yeah,
and the
no,
bird's
yeah.
kind of tripping over it, trying to serve coffee, and you're there, and it's like sniffing your shoes, and you know, if you go bah, you'd get,
Yeah, you get
oh
shot.
my God, you kicked the dog, bitch. I don't have animals sniffing my shit in my life, like at my house. I don't want your animals sniffing my shit. And they're like, oh yeah, but he's so cute. And they're on the phone like, and then I spoke to Jemima, and the prosecco was so lovely. And the dog's just going around like this, barking. And you're like, bitch, get your fucking dog. There's Munch in this shop. I
Yeah,
fucking
you
hate
know
it.
me, when it comes to dogs, I'm not a dog person. I love animals. I love dogs as an animal. I think they're
I
beautiful,
like
but
dogs, but not those little cunts.
keep your dog away from me. I don't want nothing to do with it. And then there's dog owners who just think everyone is a dog person, and they just let their dog run around, run up to me and starts licking my fucking hand and shit. And I'm like, get your fucking thing away from me, man. I
Licking
hate,
it.
and I'll look at them and I'll give them a dirty look, and I'll be like, get your fucking thing. I'll be like, you know what I mean? I'll even nudge it with my leg, you know what I mean? I'm like, I don't want him around me, you know what I mean? And they
This
look at
is
me like
how.
I'm weird, and I'm
Like, you're
like,
a
fuck
cunt.
your animal out of my face. Sorry, Dean.
So, talking of who's a cunt, yeah? Now, I get on the tube. Yeah, when I'm going to work and when I'm leaving, usually when I'm going to work, I get on and there's always, and it's usually a woman, sometimes it's a guy, but it's usually a woman sitting there and their bag is on the only free seat. So everyone's got their bag on the floor on their lap, and then there's like one woman and they've just put their bags there. Now I don't even do it because I used to get on and go, excuse me, can I sit there? Which made me feel like a mug. Now I'd go over to them and I tower over them and I go, and I look like
No,
the biggest cunt on earth. I don't say nada because it's either that, my next stage is I'm just gonna go up to your stuff and I'm just gonna get your stuff and I'm just gonna dash it. I'm just gonna dash it. Why do I need to even ask? Do you know
You
what I
know what I
mean?
do?
What makes you think your bag can sit there, bruv? There's already like four or five people standing. They haven't got the balls or they don't even want to confront. So they're just like standing on the chair. There's a fuck. Your bag isn't getting shit over me, bitch. Let's go to this.
No, yeah.
Hello?
Theme. Okay, let's say it's a central
Next time I'm
line
going to move the bag.
theme. Let's say it's a central line carriage, yeah? What is your now, if you had a choice of any seat to sit on, which seat would you go for? if you had
With the edge,
the
of
one
it.
with the glass edge, so you can lean on it, and then so you don't have someone on this side, and you just go like someone.
So you
So
don't have
same
someone
with
on
me.
one side.
So that's where I go sit, and I'll you know, I sympathize to a degree because I put my bag on the left thing. So as the train fills up, because obviously I'm usually in Ealing Broadway where, you know, it's the beginning of the line. So as the train moves on, it getting more and more full. So I don't want someone sitting next to me so I can kind of, you know, man spread or whatever. But eventually, once it's full,
Man
pick up the
spread.
bag, I put it in my
Yeah.
lap. You know what I mean? I do that. Now, I don't go up to people if I do want to sit down, their bags on. I don't go like that, click in their face. I just go to the seat and then start sitting down just really slowly. And I'm like, if they don't move
See,
their bag, I'm sitting on your
I'm gonna
bag.
sit
Like,
on your shit.
yeah, that's all I do. I don't say a word. I just
But
move
it's
to
a
the seat.
zero sympathy thing. So if I sit on your shit, you saw me standing here, you saw the carriage is rammed, you decided to do fuck all about it. You but you actually looked up and then you went, oh, go back to your phone. You're lucky I don't dash your phone. I'm just so fucking
Yeah,
sick of those cunts.
and you've got to like as well your anger problems, man. You know what I mean? I
But
just
it's
don't
just
get that
like so
angry about
fucking
shit.
rude. Like, what's wrong with you? I get my bag, yeah,
It's
and I dump it on the
entertaining.
floor.
It's
Just sit
entertaining.
there. I sit down, I put my bag on the floor between my legs. I'm just like, what? What's normal behavior?
Yeah,
You get
normal.
off the tube and you're immediately like this. And I'm always like, yeah, good place to stand.
Get out of
Hello?
the
Good place to stand. You go through the ticket barriers, they get through the ticket, and then they stop here.
Then they stop and
And you're
look on
like
their
this.
phone.
I just push them now out of the way. I've got like zero. The older I get zero, zero,
Now,
zero,
you just
zero,
do the
zero remorse.
you know the excuse me, but like, you know, in a what's the word? Where you're just pissed off. Yeah, I can't think of the word, man.
In a cunty voice.
Passive aggressive, that's the word I'm thinking of. Passive aggressive, oi, like move out of the way, kind of excuse me, you know what I mean?
Some
But
birds
that's
did it
standard
twice.
London shit. People walk too
Well,
slow, people stop in front of you. That's just
oh, I hate
standard,
that. And, but when
standard
they're walking
London.
too slow, you look at what they're looking. It's like it's not like their mum's died. They're playing like that cotton game where like the colours go down like Tetris. You're like, bruv, what are you doing, bruv? You're going down the steps of the underground station. We're all going down mad slow because you're going like this.
If
And
there's
because you're
anything
above them, you
except,
look down, doing some gash little fucking gay little game.
if it was Google Maps, then all right, I'd understand why you're on your phone. But like, yeah, playing a game, standing in the middle of the fucking thing. Yeah, fuck's
Cunts.
sakes.
Fucking
All
cunts.
right, brother, let's
Cunts.
do a bit of graph critique, and I think we're pretty much
Get
done.
up, get
Yeah,
up,
let's
get up.
see how we get on. We've not had any fucking local legends, man. Come on, people. If you're listening to this, man, if you're watching this from Australia or from Singapore, or maybe you're out in fucking
Brazil,
Brazil
Malaysia,
or
New
something,
Zealand,
is
South
this,
Africa.
we're not gonna graph critique them. So don't think if you send in a local legend, we're gonna start gunning their shit. We're not, okay? Because it's not your graph, or you know what I mean, or it's not, you know, we're not gonna do that. We're just gonna shine a light on them, give them a shine-a-ton, and tell them safe. Yeah. So
Give them
please
some
send in.
props.
Yeah, some local legend, someone who's done something distinctive in your area. Yeah. All right. What else? Oh, yeah. There was, oh no, before the graph critique, man, there was a couple of Instagram reels that people sent in, funny ones that they wanted us to react to. Now, this one isn't funny, but there's one thing I want to say about this one.
Biggie.
Wait, am I not?
This goes out to you. This goes out to you, and you, and you, and you. This goes out to you. This goes out to you. This goes out to you, and you, and you. Your reign on the top was short like leprechauns. As I crush so-called Willies, thugs, and rappadons. Get in that ass, kick fast like Ramadan. It's that rap phenomenon, Don Dada. Fuck Papa. Got to call me Francis MH. White intake like toast, so iron. Was told in shootouts, stay low and keep firing.
So it's basically this dude using the fire extinguisher on the side of the motorway doing TCAT. I think it's Top Cat.
Choose the show to orgies with hoes I've never seen before.
He actually watches the pod, man. And I just wanted to play that just because I really want to fucking try that, man. I want to try the
I knew you'd
extinguisher
love to
graph.
do that.
I
You
want to
love shit
try
like
it.
that.
Like I wanted to try the roller thing, and then we ended up linking, you know, their man, and I ended up trying my first roller. That was a fun experience. I really want to try a fucking fire extinguisher tag. I think it's all in the wrist. It's the flick of the wrist. I got it in my head. I think I could be good at it. Theme, you reckon you'd be all right with if someone handed
Yeah,
one to
I
you
reckon I'd
now?
be bang banging like that.
Yeah,
But you see that Biggie track there?
looks like
That's
fun.
always hit me
Yeah.
when he says "Dun Dada." It's like
Yeah.
that. It reminds me of like almost like English sort of jungle emceeing. It's the rap phenomenon, Dun Dada, Big
Well,
Papa, and like yo, I really, really always rated him doing
yeah.
that little flex on
It
the Dun
reminds
Dada.
me of the song he did called Ghetto Red Hot with Top Cat. Actually, funnily enough, Top Cat, we just saw him spraying a wall, but Biggie did that tune with Top Cat. Dun da da and da 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 da. Was it that one, or was it a different? I have to pull it up
Maybe
on the
that's why
YouTube.
dude put that tune on his video.
So yeah.
Maybe.
All right, theme, watch this one. I want to get your reaction to this one.
What you write?
What you write?
What you write, man?
What you write?
Nah, what you write?
What you write?
What you write?
What you write?
What do you write, man?
What you write?
What you write?
Dog. What you write?
Yo. What you write?
What you write?
What do you write?
What you write?
What do you write?
What you write?
What do you write?
What do you write?
What 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 you write? What you write?
Beans, babe. That
Jesus
makes
Christ!
makes me
Jesus
laugh
Christ!
every
What's
time.
wrong with that? Making me watch the Pesitos.
It was two
At
dudes
first,
like
I thought they were
shouting.
biting me doing that video with Cash.
Oh yeah, what'd you write, mate? What'd you write? Yeah,
Yeah, what'd you write? What'd
exactly.
you write? What'd you write?
Yeah, what'd you write?
You know that few, a bit pussy, you know what I mean?
It's a
But then they're
funny.
going for a whole lip sync session.
So it's basically the whole what you write, and then in the end they embrace and a kiss. It's like a dance. All graffiti writers, you know. Well,
Damn,
and this
wasn't
one.
expecting the bezel at the
I
end,
know that
bruv.
shit just cracked me up. It's proper gay. This one, so many people sent it to us. Yeah. Just bare people sent it saying, is this theme? Is this
Oh
theme?
yeah, I've seen this.
I know you've seen it as well. I
You
just
seen
wanted to
it in
play
some
it.
sketchbook or some shit.
It's a crew from, I think they're from LA. They're called Three Letter Crew. They're on Instagram at Three Letter Crew, but this has been shared by every fucking graffiti online space. It's such a really good little skit about a dad graffiti writer. Yeah.
Why
So
didn't we come up with this? I
it's
fucking
just, it's
hate
just,
that
I could
shit.
completely see you fucking doing this, but let's just watch it. It's only a minute long.
What the hell is this?
You went through my stuff? Don't go in my room.
Your room? Every room in this house belongs to me, young man. I'll go in any damn room that I please.
Whatever.
What do you think? You're some kind of graffiti vandal?
I was just messing around.
Oh, you're messing around? Well, I'm gonna tell you right now that no son of mine is gonna be a damn toy, bro. Your shit is so whack. Whack hand styles, whack fillings. Look at this whack piece with the bricks. Bricks was whack in 1982 when they invented them. Trash, garbage, trash, whack. Your whole style is bad. But you know who's not whack? Your dear old dad is not whack. Your dad is dope at graffiti. Yo, check out my book. I got pieces, straight letters,
The
fillings,
kid
heated
doesn't give a
styles,
shit.
and wild styles. That's right, your dad is worldwide king. All right, yeah, go in your room. And while you're in there, you can work on those whack ass hand styles. In fact, I want you to write me an essay detailing five ways in which you could get your street cred up. Don't make me jump you into this family!
Don't make me jump you.
I'm a great dad.
I'm a great dad.
Yeah,
It's a really, really
boy.
good skit. I remember when that
Yeah,
dropped, and yeah, that
boy.
was really funny, man.
Actually, yesterday we was
Yeah.
going to Hammersmith,
Yeah.
me and the Utes, and we're cutting out the car park, bop over the thing, over the tracks, get into the estate to get into the mall.
Yeah.
And I turn around in the fence and I'm like, you see down there? And they're like, yeah. I said, what's it saying in the green? You see the green bits? And he's like, yeah. I said, what does it say? Because he must have seen tags around here in the house and that. And
Yeah.
he's like, Themp? 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 And I went with it. I was like, yeah, it says Themp. It says Themp. Okay, well, let's go, let's go, let's go.
No, that's so they
Wonder
don't
whether
know
they
what you
might
write.
clock.
My niece knows that I write. She knows her dad writes as well. She's seen us
No, they don't know
painting and
anything of that shit.
yeah.
But
She's
she's
even
more,
joined
way
you.
more switched on. Like my youth, if it's not like maths, they're like, this is
Oh,
gash.
okay. Yeah. No, it's not about switched on. Like, we force it on her, man. She doesn't have a choice on the matter. And she's joined me on some of the sketch.
Dude, she is massively switched on. She's like the most alert Ute of all time. No, she's like 21 years old.
Well, no, not
That's
quite,
how good she is. Yeah, she's fucking mentally like.
She's
wicked.
Really sweet. All right, let's go. We got some graph critiques, then we need a song to go out to, man. There was a couple of graph critiques. This guy I wanted to point out because he writes, oh, no. And it's not the oh, no that we just saw on the letter game. And
well, then he doesn't write oh, no, then, does he? For fuck's sake.
That's what I wanted to tell him. I wanted to tell him, bruv, I'm going to critique the sketch for you, but you can't be writing oh, no. It's already exists.
What, he's from London as well.
Daft London. Yeah, but Montel, I don't know if that means Montel. He's from
He's trying
London.
To get himself a little blind.
He's trying to get in. Yeah, exactly. Bruv, it's a competent sketch, man. I'm not feeling complete like this little attachment for the H.
Yeah, that's like, not... It's a good,
this little weird little ism, you know, on the N. I mean, again, it's nitpicking because it's overall the three.
You don't write oh no, bruv.
But you don't write oh no, man. I'm sorry.
Last time I went out, I must have seen about 85 squillion oh no reaches. The like, if there's one thing he's doing, is street bombing beyond belief.
He's badgering it. He's because he's always out and about. I mean, I don't want to say too much about his business.
Yeah, he's
but,
always coming back late and that.
He's
so
on
he
his
can
bike.
Smash
yeah,
it.
On his bike. So he's just on the streets all the time and he'll go
there's
up and
like
down.
Ono
the same
reaches
street.
Above Ono reaches and then there's Ono reaches and he does like a little border around his reach and that because he's like so bored.
And then he'll do.
Bro,
yeah,
how can like, you be not? How can you be putting Ono?
You'll look at the at a wall somewhere in West London. There'll be a Ono tag in spray paint, and then then you'll look down. There's an Ono tag in pen on the box thing, and then you'll look on the box, and there's an Ono sticker on it, and then there's a fucking The dude is just.
But can I just say, you see the middle part of the H? You just can't do it. You just can't do it. It will always look out of place. It would always look like an extra piece that isn't actually incorporated with the H. Do you know what I mean? Because
I disagree.
You've got to blend it in somehow. If you have, because it isn't even blending into the right hand side. If it was, if you didn't have that line in the going down on the right hand side where it joins, and you said would join into the letter, but it doesn't join into that, and then it goes over the left hand side. Comes, I mean, that ain't it, son.
I feel what you're saying, but I think you could make it work. It could work, but it just looks shit here. And also, like, look, I always, you know, I'll give you props. If you put all the highlights in the right place, I'll give you props. If you've done the 3D although it should be coming off the top of the O here, really, if you think about it on the angle. But I hate it. A pet peeve of mine, I don't know why. Maybe people in the comments can let me know. I hate when people highlight. This highlight goes behind that bit of the H. It doesn't stop there and then go there. It's just a thing. I don't know. It winds me up. I don't know why it winds me up. Maybe I'm wrong because he's done it here at the end here as well. Fucking why is this thing?
You see that highlight on the middle bar of the H where it joins the right hand, the right part of the H? It's even got a highlight on that, bruv. It's just, yo, son.
Yeah.
The middle bar. You see the middle bar going into the right bar? Oh, let's go. Let's move on. That looked like a better graph.
Yeah, here we go. This
Cornell
is the...
Street, boy,
oh, shit.
WQ,
he put us up
boy.
As well. This is on the...
Oh, shit.
This is...
I like this. I like the A, man.
Yeah. Come on. All right. Look, Amber theme, AHC.
I like the R, actually. Oh. I like the grey bubbles in it and shit.
Hold up.
Me gusta this, man.
I just clocked, bruv.
But for the people, then, we're looking at like a... It's kind of a dub, but it's got different greys. And then a black outline and a brown border. And it says Barb, B-A-R-B. He's also got the brown drips coming in from like the border into the letters and some cracks going on and decent highlights.
Can you see
and
that?
You did a B-A-R-B. Oh, shit. He did your sketch.
Is that the same sketch? Yeah.
Even got the bit above the A.
All right. Let me just explain to people listening. Yeah. Every Wednesday, 8 p.m., our episodes drop. On Thursdays, usually pretty much every Thursday, not every Thursday, but pretty much every Thursday, I'll do on the Instagram Live, I'll do a sketch session, I call it. It's for people leaving comments on the YouTube video from the episode night before. You leave a little 4 or 5 letter word there, and I will sketch it out the next day on the Instagram live. So this chap, Bob, obviously did that. And boom, like he fucking, and I encourage people, you know, if I do the sketch and you want to sketch out the sketch, please go for it, man. So that's what
he's done.
You do
get props for that because it's quite hard to copy a sketch onto a wall. He's actually done it. It does look like you did the bees.
Yeah, but he's fucked up that first bee a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
I feel to take a picture of this one and then we can like compare. Nah, fuck it. It'd take too long. He's added cracks to it. The A.
But who did it?
This guy writes Bob. I fucking.
Oh, he actually writes Bob.
Okay. Well, he asked me to do Bob sketch on the sketch battle. And if, I don't know if you guys can see that. Maybe I should take
Bring Amber Rothman Browns. Bob.
Yeah, man.
Are you taking a photo? Yeah. Are you going to put it in?
I mean, I'll
big up to him for getting it on the wall, how it pretty much how it looks on the sketch, like 85, 90%.
Yeah. I mean, there's a few little intricacies that I can see that, you know, but I think he's changed some bits for the better, to be honest. Even this leg of the R, he's fattened it up compared to my sketch, which was cool.
He's quite neat and tidy with it, though. It's quite good. I like the gray little bubbles at the bottom of the A. You don't see how they're coming up. These kind of causes, I like. Me likey.
You know what? I'm not even going to bother bringing my one in. It's really good, Bob.
My man's put nice Amber one, and Theme up, boo.
And AHC, son. Salute. AHC.
Yeah, he's definitely in AHC, this guy.
Salute, man. No doubt. You're on mute, Theme.
I know. Every time I put myself on mute, you always tell everyone, oh, you're on mute. It's because I'm doing some shit.
We were halfway through doing something. I thought you did it by accident. I'm sorry, brother. All right, Theme, give us a song. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Give me a
Funky Family, Mystery is Suspense.
The French, Funky Family. They spell it like that with an O. Funky Family. What was it again?
There it is. It's like five down. Mystère is Suspense, which translates, funnily enough, as mystery and suspense. This is like a famous French rap.
Well, it's got 14 million views on YouTube.
14 million
I remember,
views.
I remember
before
buying,
views were a thing.
I remember buying... Yeah, but this came out way before YouTube. Yeah, this is like 90s maybe, saying. Early before. 2000s. I remember buying a Funky Family vinyl when I was out in France. I think the guy, the record shop guy, I was like, you know, I need some French hip-hop. And he was like, yeah, Funky Family. So, Theme, brother, big up, man. Much love. Till next week, party people. What is there to say, man? Send in listener questions. Send in your graph for critique.
Episode 147.
147 right there.
We're going to drop some unbelievable comedy vids soon.
Yeah.
We haven't even filmed them. We don't even know what the ideas are, but we will be dropping them.
No doubt, man. Yeah, get involved, party people. The Patreon link is below. All that good stuff, man. Big love, yeah? Salute everybody in the live.
And on the Patreon, we're going to be dropping something soon called Steel Injection Part 1 and probably Part 2. Maybe if shit continues, a Part 3, but definitely Part 1 and Part 2.
Yeah, man.
So,
Steel
Injection. For you lot.
There's so much on the Patreon. Loads of extra bits there to check out. All right, party people. Funky Family. Mystère et Suspense.
Et Suspense.
Hopefully it's not
It's advert. Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, you're gonna have to do. Ah, it's got no end, my boy. Look at these guys. This is old. Notre issue finale, seul avenir le dira. Tu seul sais comment ça se finira. On négociera. Mystère et suspense. Soit on colle, soit on bench. Neuf à fonder une famille au top ou à laisser une femme veuve. Et toute une flopée de petits sats derrière. La vie tient un peu de choses. Cette phase pourrait être ma dernière. Quand je quitte mes gars qui dit que je vais les revoir. Je suis pas à l'abri de la bavure du mec qui me dit faire son devoir. T'es honte d'une fan qui aurait pété les plans. Voudrait me buter comme John Lennon, Martin Luther ou Malcolm. Tout mec incertitude. C'est l'embrouille dur de voir clair au milieu de ces turpes. Dédié à ceux et celles qui mènent des victimes au chien. Je raconte la mienne et t'as l'impression que je raconte la tienne. C'est l'effet FF, des gars plus vrais que nature. Ce côté pied sur terre et à la fois immature. Comme Bob Marley. C'est plus ici moi ou la route qui est en train de parler. Je compte plus voir la vie réaliser mes voeux. Mais si je crève j'aurais vu naître leur série volume 1. Et si Dieu veut sur ce avant de dire au revoir à jamais. J'ai sûrement fait un tatou à connaître. Il ne peut pas surmonter. Peu importe tant que les murs. Il looks like a little bit of a knob with the bandana and the glass. Brilliant though. But back in the day, pulling 90s. This off. Yeah. This is when you would have got dissed for doing it. Mes côtés, je ferai peut-être partie de ceux sur qui il faudra compter. Je vais là où la vie mène, là où mes pieds me traînent. Je viens de là où les gens disent tout s'emmerder le système. Peu importe la manière, fort ou douce, chacun essaie de survivre, conscient qu'on y reste tous. Je vais là où la vie mène, là où mes pieds me traînent. Je viens de là où les gens disent tout s'emmerder le système. Croire en l'argent sans pouvoir, le respect qu'ils dégagent. Puiser leur force dans l'amour, la haine, la peine ou la rage. Il fallait que je maîtrise les mots pour me défendre, car ce sont des munitions. Si t'as pas les mots, t'es baisé. Fallait que je brûle mes illusions. Fallait bien que je crie aussi, c'est ça le drame. On t'écoute quand tu fais du bruit, que tu casses ou que tu pointes une arme. La mienne un mic, tu filmes la vie comme Spike. Fume la nuit non-stop, fallait que je décompresse. Non, code donne, tcho, fallait que je le dise. Oh, fallait que je vise, on avait allumé un feu. Fallait que je l'attise, fallait que j'ai un but. Fallait que je fasse mon truc, y'a pas de magie. Même si je parle au passé, c'est du futur qu'il s'agit. Il fallait pas que je sois trop feignant, car je ne suis pas né dans la soie. Fallait que j'y croie et pas en plaignant. Mon prénom c'est François, le régnant sur rien. Fallait bien que je parte, fallait que je revienne les mêmes plaines. Fallait que je le marque, fallait qu'on vienne et qu'on démontre à n'importe quel endroit que ce soit. Fallait que tu viennes à notre rencontre, peu importe quand, peut-être ce soir. Fallait qu'on garde espoir, c'est tout ce qu'on pouvait faire. Fallait qu'on soit sincère, pas dire tout ce qui pouvait plaire. Fallait que je défende mon avis, mon corps, mon humour, ma famille.
Yeah, it's quite a high budget video.
Il le fallait, et tant mieux s'il le fallait bien. Je reste anxieux, ne croyez pas que pour moi tout allait bien. Tapez-moi en 5, mais pas dans les yeux si vous me recevez bien. Je vais là où la vie mène, là où mes pieds me traînent. Je viens de là où les gens disent tout s'emmerder le système. Peu importe la manière.
Hold on, that's some old fucking man. He just robbed the store. He's like the oldest dude in the world. Like, I would have beat the shit out of him.
He's the oldest guy, but he came in with a knife.
Oh, did he have a knife on him?
Thanks, mais pas dans les yeux, c'est pour se lever.
Nah, he ain't got an... Oh, no, yeah, he's got something, yeah.
Trust me, he's got... I've watched his videos, he's done about 14. Peu importe la manière,
fort ou douce. Oh, and he got run over.
There's a gendarme.
Sommes-nous faux ou vrai? À ton avis, bon ou mauvais? Demande à ton ami, peut-être qu'il nous connaît. Entre le bien et le mal, on navigue. On se dit que tout est écrit et que c'est la vie, quoi qu'il arrive. Le système abîme les nôtres, donc la haine les anime. Et c'est normal si tu la ressens lorsqu'on rime. Certains trouvent incompréhensible, normal, ce n'est pas
eux les cibles. Les gars, ils n'ont jamais subi Marseille, Marseille. Vous connaître le
mal-être. They're from where?
Both of them are your mates. Arabic lads, yeah.
Eh ouais.
Pour oublier le combat qui se livre, tout ce que je raconte est minime. Je suis ni un caïd, ni un saint, ni à croire la cocaïne. Je suis simple comme mes frères et les tiens sans rire. Et je sais qu'on nourrit tous le mal et fait la grève de la faim au bien comme Ibrahim.
That PlayStation 2, yeah.
Je vais là où la vie mène, là où mes pieds traînent. Je viens de là où on emmerde le système, de là où les rues craignent, de là où la haine imprègne, de là où les gens freignent, de là où le bien et le mal règne.
Je vois que c'est les mêmes histoires chez les riches et les pauvres, d'île de shit et de gaffe.
Ah,
de...
there we go, in the background, easy.
Jeune qui se gâte. Je vois que c'est les mêmes histoires chez les riches et les pauvres, d'île de shit et de gaffe. Et de jeunes qui se gâtent. Dans certains cas, c'est un gag. On n'était pas en place ou pas, c'est leur ego connard. Et là, y'a plus de blancs et de nègres. Tu perds Smicara, celui qui roule en cabriolet. C'est le même dégoût quand c'est ta chair qui vient te cambrioler. Ou meurt une seringue au bras et complètement isolé. Ça me rend fou de les voir s'abîmer en est désolé. On a tous des ambitions différentes. Respectons nos différences. Dans nos rues, peu ont les bonnes références. Conséquence, c'est la merde et on s'y accommode. On vit sur les nerfs et y'a plus rien de commode. C'est les sous qui tiennent les commandes. Pourquoi jouer le voyou quand t'as tout ce que tu demandes? Chez nous y'a pas de secret, le pognon régit tout. Les jeux sont faits et en fin de course ils nous désunissent tous.
Je vais là où la vie mène, là où mes pieds me traînent. Je viens de là où les gens disent tout s'emmerder le système. Peu importe la manière, force tout doux. Chacun essaie de survivre, conscient qu'on y reste tous. Je vais là où la vie mène, là où mes pieds me traînent. Je viens de là où les gens disent tout s'emmerder le système.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?